the family practice physician right now, in order to break even, needs to see 48 patients a day.
Whoa. I had no idea the number was. How many patients do you think you and I see a day, Todd? Like one every two?
I see you, so that's all I can handle.
Wow.
48. How can you serve those people very well?
Fast.
Well.
And that's part of what they don't like, because they don't get to spend the time that they would like to with their patients.
Yeah.
But that's just a break even. That's not making money.
Man, that sounds like work.
It is work. And
now, is that per practice, or is that an independent? Like my primary care physician's in a Wellstar clinic.
He has to see 48 patients.
Okay,
a day,
so it's consistent across the entire spectrum.
Yes.
Okay.
That's a good average, and that's not taken in count. They got to do the notes afterwards and do the dictations and things like that.
All right, so you're corralling, you're herding all these cats, and not only helping them organize their lives, but helping them all get their arms around giving back. And all. So tell us more.
Well, and they do want to give back. Yeah. They just don't have the way to organize it and get it done. And that's what I do for them. I find programs or things they can do, and we take it to our board, and our board says, yeah, that sounds good, and we get it done. I'll give you another example of something we've done that I'm pretty proud of for them is, remember when Katrina happened? Everybody remembers that. They evacuated all the hospital patients from New Orleans to Cobb County.
I did not realize that.
They did. They brought them in to Dobbins on planes.
Huh.
And so the doctors, they had to call around and get doctors to come meet the planes. It was a good thing I had a lot of cell phone numbers. But after that, I thought, I don't want us to be caught in this situation ever again. So we started the disaster team, we first called it. We called it where it's now the Medical Reserve Corps. And we've met monthly. For about 2 years now, we're going to quarterly meetings. We have a representative from every specialty that comes to these meetings. And last month, we put together a 50-bed mobile hospital out in the parking lot of the fairgrounds.
How cool is that?
All the way from air conditioning, lights, beds. So that if you live in Cobb County, our doctors are going to be prepared if something happens.
Wow.
So cool. The doctors have stepped up to the plate with this. Like I say, to have them meet monthly is quite extraordinary, but they've been a really good group of individuals.
Have you found some ways to turn around and do at least some little things for them? I don't know, give them an opportunity to socialize, or I don't know, get better prices on Braves tickets or something. I mean, is there something you can do for a group like that?
Well, we do have four general membership meetings a year.
Uh-huh.
And the last one is purely social, except for election of officers. That comes in November. But we have meetings that we bring in guest speakers. We've brought in, when he was governor, Roy Barnes, Saxby Chambliss, Johnny Isaacson. We've had the AMA president, the Georgia Chamber president, George Israel, Randy Martin.
Wow. Has come. Everybody but Todd Schnick.
Hey, we can get that.
She's not,
I don't know if you
yet.
Can get Todd or not.
She didn't go down the list all the way.
She didn't get. We've even used a couple of our own physicians. Dr. Kevin Ault is a physician at Cobb County, and he is heading up the HPV virus for Emory University. So he comes and tells our doctors about that. And Dr. Mark McLaughlin does the CyberKnife. And so he did a whole program on CyberKnife. So,
do I look like I don't know what you're talking about?
He does.
CyberKnife.
I'm not acting. I have no idea.
You know what CyberKnife is? It's where they use computer technology to get rid of tumors.
Wow.
So
So they have this internal, you know, if this is my specialty, then you've built them a platform to educate each other and help each other.
Right. And I'll go back to like the HPV vaccine. I thought we'd have a lot of OBGYNs at this meeting. We had a lot of dermatologists because the OBGYNs got the training on it because that's where the vaccine goes. But there's other aspects of HPV because it's a herpes virus that the dermatologists were looking at. And nobody went to them to train them. So we bring everybody together. You can sit at a table with people you might see in the hospital, but that you need to talk to.
Yeah.
One of the other things we did last year, and I could talk, I am so proud of my doctor.
Well, it's one of the things that I love about doing this show because I don't know when we've ever had someone come on the show, Todd, that wasn't passionate about what they're doing. And I don't care if it's tiddlywinks, and this is certainly more important than tiddlywinks. I love to visit with people that have so much passion around it. It just comes through in spades how passionate you are about this work. So no, don't let me stop you. Tell your story.
That's all right. Last year, we took 100 doctors to Washington. I asked them to wear their scrubs and white coats. We flew up on the 6:30 a.m. flight and came back at 10 o'clock that night. We visited with 20 legislators up there, both Democrats and Republicans, anybody that would talk to us. We had people stopping us on the street thanking the doctors for coming. And to see the doctors that active, and they really enjoyed themselves to be able to educate the legislators about what they do and how healthcare laws impact them.